Yeah, that's it's crazy how it comes full circle, because now we watching you, you know what I'm saying, and entertained by you popping up, you feel me? Well, listen, everybody, what's going on? It's your boy to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And welcome back to another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. We got a very special guest in the house. You've seen his videos all over the internet for the past couple of years, man. It's just so goddamn hilarious, because we all know that one freaky old man. But ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? No stranger to you at all. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Mike
Cass. Sir? Grammy, that guest appearance. Hey, man.
Grammy, oh, that guest appearance.
Oh, I'm just grateful for the invite.
Hey, you know what's so cool? That was probably going to be the first thing I was going to ask you, but you already proved it. I didn't know if you could turn it on like the exact same every time. You know how like when some people have like a voice, sometimes they do it and it doesn't really sound like it. It sounds like you could do that exactly every time.
I got it. I do all the voices. It's all me. You know, so I always got that in the tub.
Got that thing on a Pat. It don't sound like you're talking to your mic, Pat.
No.
Nope. It just sound like you in a room with it and it's hid behind the Christmas tree.
Oh, it's okay. Hang on. It's hidden behind the Christmas tree. My bad. StreamYard be reset
all the time. There, that should be different.
Yeah, but now we good, my boy.
All right, judge mine, Mike. Sir. No, wait, hang on. I can't go that high. Sir. I can't go that high.
You're hitting it. You're hitting the tone.
But it's like, sir. I'm not going high enough.
Sir. You got to hit the tone and also you can start quivering with it. You know, sir.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's when you first you gotta get the tone, then you gotta get the quiver in it. You there.
Where did that come from?
Literally, so you see, like I naturally sweat. So you see how I'm just kind of sweating right now. It's like one day I was making a video doing like acting like I was in a restaurant, you know, waiter trying to get somebody's attention. He's like, sir. I was already sweating because that's naturally me. So I'm sweating the video. People just attach to the sir. They were like, we love that sir part. Next thing you know, 20 videos later, sir is the octave done jumped up. I'm sweating on purpose now. And it just all kind of just.
Wait, so you were recording yourself when that, when the restaurant thing happened?
So I had an idea that, you know, when you're in a restaurant, when it first started, I saw a video of a piece of meat. And it was like this person was squeezing this meat, and I'm pretty sure because it looked like a vagina. The meat looked like a vagina. So I was imagine you're in a restaurant, you're eating a weak ass salad, somebody, the waiter bring a crazy ass dish to somebody, it looked like a giant vagina. You'd be distracted. So I was playing the distracted person at the restaurant, and the waiter to get your attention would be like, sir.
Also.
So that's how it started.
Oh my god,
that's crazy. Yeah. Did it go viral immediately?
Yes, the first video, yeah, it went viral immediately. But before I was doing sir, I already had like, man, y'all know, like, you already had a bunch of viral videos. So, but sir videos, those were always going viral. So I had a couple series that I would hop to, and the sir was always hidden. So I was like, man, I'm finna lock in on this shit. Just keep doing the sir. And man, that shit is like, I'm like, y'all still want this shit? People are like, we still want it. So I'm like, hey, fuck it. Y'all want it, I'm gonna give it to you.
That's great, the gift of the curse when you get something like that like just goes so viral. Like, you have to stick within the confines of that and continue to come up with like the creative things to get their attention. I didn't realize how much you really sweat. I really thought that was just always the character.
This is it. You catching it. I'm about to make a sketch. Like, you catching it right now. I didn't even have to pull out the spray bottle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is real sweat. But you know what's crazy? I am actually very tapped in. I saw a live where you were using the spray bottle, right? Mm-hmm. You usually spray yourself down to get that effect.
Yeah, I do have a spray bottle as well. But sometimes when it's not activating by itself, I grab the spray bottle, start it up.
Man, we should have had that Lumi ad already locked and loaded, man. Lumi. They specialize in like body sweat, like it's right. Like a full body deodorant. Yeah, man, I've used it before. It works. Okay, it will slow you down. You're still gonna be moist as hell, though.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one?
Oh, do I have a favorite one? I do have a favorite one. I have one where I used a Darth Vader mask, and I was like Darth Vader. And I kind of had the voice changer going on as well, and the Darth Vader mask was sweating. That's one of my favorite ones. I also have one where I did Magneto, and I had the Magneto helmet. I really like that one as well. But I got like a whole costume closet, so like I got like an entire closet dedicated to just outfits and costumes. So I'll be going through. I see some crazy shit. I'm like, I got an outfit for that. Hop in the closet, throw on a quick outfit, shoot the video.
That is. Yeah, Spice, man, listen, when you do the characters, you got to have a crazy catalog of clothes, a crazy, crazy wardrobe. Spice got a whole garage dedicated to all the outfits that he got.
So really?
Yo.
Like a garage?
Garage, bro. Like, it's damn it. It feels like a warehouse when you go there. It's crazy. He got a lot of clothes.
But when you meet Spice, a part of you is like, oh, he might just regularly dress like that. So I thought that was just his closet, but he buys that specifically for the character.
Yes, yes. Wow. You remember doing the quarantine when they were doing the wrap up after the verses, him and Avion, and they would just already have the clothes that the artist had on. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. that's what's so impressive about character work. It's like as a fan of it, you see it, and it just feels like something you just came out of nowhere and you started doing, but then you talk to the person and it's very strategic. It's very thought out.
Everything's calculated, man. Everything's
I got a baby outfit in the closet just waiting for the right video. I've been having a baby outfit in the closet for the past 6 months. Just waiting for the right opportunity. Right, one video that's going to hit me like, it'd be perfect for me to be a baby in this video.
So
like,
by baby outfit, you just mean a thing of diapers.
We had a diaper. I got the hat. I got the mouth. I got the bib. Yeah.
Freaky baby.
Freaky baby. Freaky baby.
Don't make that video, bro. Don't.
Don't. If you leave here with anything.
unless you play the baby, like, bring me that bottle. Like.
That's what I assume.
Right.
Oh, that's crazy. Dear, what, did this start on TikTok or were you doing it on Instagram?
It started on TikTok. Man, TikTok during COVID? That was the breaking, bro.
Couldn't get it. I couldn't break the algorithm. They wasn't fucking with me over there, dog.
Bro, I'm telling you, that put a lot of people on, man.
You weren't being muted by TikTok? Because TikTok has some pretty strict guidelines.
Okay, so I was getting muted. So I was always getting muted. But when I first started doing it, like, it was new. So they weren't they weren't suppressing it as much. And like, I did it so much, so fast. I got my best. So I'm at 4 million on TikTok. I got my shit. I got my shit off. And then when they started banning accounts and kicking them off, I already had enough leverage to where it's like, come on, man, you can't just, you know what I mean, throw me to the side like that. But they did do that to my IG. So I had an IG that was like 600,000 followers, 600,000 plus followers. They deleted that junk, completely wiped it. No. So I had to rebuild my IG from the ground up all the way back.
How recently was that?
That was like, they deleted my shit like 2 years ago. It just took me like 2 years to get my shit back. I was at 600K, deleted it. They took me 2 years to get back. Now I'm at 700 plus, but man, that hurt.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. That hurt.
And bro, when they deleted the IG, that made me open my eyes to Facebook. And then when I started doing the Facebook, that's when it was like, okay, this is where it's.
Facebook got, man, listen. This is where still, it's at. Mine is consistent over there, but I want to double my Facebook more than Instagram. Because Facebook got people with real jobs and careers. They're going to come out and see you. They're gonna spend that money with you. Mm-hmm. Man, Facebook, bro.
The older audience and the audience, they engage. They start engaging. They really be engaging more. And once that brand starts coming consistent, I would say Facebook is the most consistent next to YouTube on if you can get it monetized.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Facebook pays more too than Instagram. And then you get them old people sharing your stuff. They're gonna share it at their desk, and then when they at lunch, they're like, "Did you see the video I sent you?" And they're gonna bring it out in front of everybody, man. They mm-hmm. listen. They like somebody.
And you got a good video. That junk will get reposted again next month. Mm-hmm. It'll get reposted again next month after that, and you be eating off the same video for 3 years on mm-hmm. Facebook.
Hell yeah. So hell Facebook yeah. But man, listen, we appreciate you coming on the show, bro. We got some crazy stories. So we're gonna jump into one of these stories, man. We just like finding all the weird stuff on the web. Pat, right. I just found out this random fact from CP. Did you know that when people used to toast back in the day, the whole reason of toasting was so you would get some of your drink in the person's glass and they get some of your drink in their glass so that makes sure you guys are not poisoning each other. Mm-hmm. That's the origin of toasting.
Drinking each other backwash?
Yeah, basically.
No, not the backwash. You ain't even drank it yet.
Oh, you ain't even drank it. Like, they're like, you might.
It's almost like if we were having dinner and we're like, haha, we cool, but in the back of our mind, it'd be like, this nigga might have poisoned me. And you think of the same thing, like, this nigga might have poisoned me. So you like, haha, and you cheers to get some in the other one. But that the reason why I'm confused about that is because if you cheer somebody and they shit is poisoned, you done got it in your drink. Yeah. So now y'all are like swapping drinks.
Maybe it's a trust thing too. It's like, I trust you enough to not try to poison me. You trust me enough to not try to poison
probably
me, but more so than that.
That was like Viking days and shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. That's what's crazy. This first one we got up right here? We gonna start with this tattoo. Yeah, let's see what we got.
I've seen stuff like this.
We're looking at preserved tattoos off of someone's dead body. Hey, yo.
That's skin.
That looks like torso. Like whole back, shoulders, arms. Is that what that is?
And is this hung up in the crib? Is this in the house?
No, for real. I hope it's a museum.
Okay, after a fatal boating accident in 2019, Jonathan Gill.
Johnny Gill.
He wouldn't be able to see the body of his twin brother, so he was cremated, unless he can identify him by his tattoos. He learned about a business that gives family members an alternative way to memorialize deceased relatives by harvesting tattooed skin from their dead bodies and preserving it forever. After the work was done, the funeral director delivered the framed tattoos to Gil and his mother in person. In a weird way, we had him back. We had a piece of him.
You had his back. Nigga wanted him back and got his actual back.
And sometimes the jokes write themselves, bro. Like, okay, in a weird way, we had him back. We had a piece of him back that we remembered of him. Look, people take ashes and turn them into diamonds. And in the Victoria era, they cut hair and made it into hair necklaces. This isn't any different. Kyle Sherwood of Save My Ink Forever explained, there are no federal or state laws that expressly permit a funeral director to slice off a piece of a person's skin and mail it back to the company to have it preserved. But some legal experts say the practice sits in a murky area of the law.
Murky,
my bad. Farron's grandmother just passed like 2 weeks ago. She had to go home with it.
Yeah.
And she brought back her grandmother's dentures.
Like, it was offered? Like,
well, how expensive are dentures?
That sounds like a funeral goodie bag. Like, you're like, hey, you get his teeth. You get...
Okay, so she was like, I love my auntie because my auntie automatically knew I wanted something for my grandmother to take back. And she was in she might have already been in the casket when she asked her auntie for the dentures. And she gave it to him. And she told me the story, and I went in the bathroom, saw him on the sink. I said, you can't keep these here.
I thought they would be like memorialized like in a curio or something.
And then she had them like in a petri dish, letting them dry out. So I don't know what the plan is with it, but I was like, they can't dry out.
Yeah, they were still moist.
Yeah. She wore them every day, so.
Here's the thing. I don't really judge anyone for that because it's like Lost. People take it differently and they want to. I mean, some people do fucking seances and shit. They just want to like do something to connect to the person. So
right.
I can't really judge that part. But it's like when I think of taxidermy and how people have like the made up dead animals in there, it's just like I feel like a part of it is like, all right, I feel like there's a difference between memorabilia and like. Get that out the house. And I feel like the nigga's back and arm skin, that is under the umbrella of get that out the house.
And I feel like that's not going to, hey, there's no way that skin's going to stay moist. That's when shit's going to start looking like beef jerky after a year or two. Like,
it's going to smell. Well, can your skin be rusty after you die?
It's like they put something over it to preserve it like that. Like, I don't know if it's placed in something, like it's always in liquid, or they put a preservative over it, like a type of sealant.
Yeah, I don't know why niggas just ain't taking pictures, man. Like, we got phones now, you got 100 megapixel cameras. We ain't got to save the dentures, the back tags.
Okay.
Because really, it's a tattoo is art, so you could just take a photo of it to remember it and be like, man, that was a cold piece.
Yeah, but if you actually take the skin, now you don't have, you see, if you take a picture, then you got a duplicate. Okay, you got a dupe. You get the skin, you got the original.
Oh, you talking about the original?
Take the skin,
resale value?
And put this shit in the frame, okay? Like one of one.
Yeah, because that was the nigga that was walking around. You said that like it was a Picasso, like Picasso made this. Like, no, that was the nigga's back and shoulders.
Hey, so is it or is it not a one-on-one? Nigga, is what
I'm saying. For sure a one-on-one.
Hey, what's up, guys? Your boy to hit more, and I'm here to tell you that we are adults now. Remember when you didn't have to worry about paying for stuff? You didn't have to worry about rental applications and car contracts and all of that, but now you do, right? And let's say that you in your 20s in college, you might have not taken it as seriously, but now you're trying to clean it up. Now you got that family. Now you want that new apartment. Now you want that nice car. Well, check out Kickoff, okay? Because Kickoff can help you get it all together, all right? They're the number one credit building app in the App Store, and plans start at just $5 a month. No credit check, no hidden fees, no interest, all right? I'm talking about over 100,000 positive reviews on the App Store, and 98% of them are 5 stars. Now, you can't deny those numbers. So let me break it down for you real quick, okay? If your credit score is under 600, you can jump like 28 points in the first month. You understand me? Kickoff is a smart, legit credit hack with no catch, no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. It's simple, all right? You make on-time payments, credit bureaus see your good behavior, and your credit grows faster. And obviously, if I'm telling you guys about it, you know we got a deal for you. Again, you can sign up for as long as $5 a month, but if you're hearing this, you know what I'm saying? You can go ahead and sign up for $1 a month. That's right. For the first month, we give it to you for $1 just so you can see how easy it is. You sign up on your phone. You know that's already a win. And again, no credit checks, all right? No cancellation fees, no interest. You don't have to worry about any of that. So you could get started right now. And with auto pay, you never have to worry about missing a payment. So you literally can build your credit in your sleep. So listen, guys, building your credit can happen even faster than you expect, especially with Kickoff. So sign up today. Get your first month for just $1. Head on over to getkickoff.com/DIYS. That's Kickoff with no C. GetKickoff.com/DIYS. Must sign up via getkickoff.com/DIYS to activate offer. Offer applies to new customers first month only, subject to approval. Object subject to change. Terms and conditions may apply. Point stat based on Equifax, VantageScore 3.0. Changes for Kickoff users starting under 600 who made their first on-time payment between January 2021 and March 2024. Payment and credit activity outside Kickoff can have impact on your credit. Individual results may vary.
Turning it into boots is next level crazy, though. I saw that.
Is that what it said? It said
turning it into some boots. But honestly, that's kind of more fly than having a nigga back on your wall.
That one wouldn't be as crazy.
But I mean, shit, talk about a nigga who's haunted. That nigga will haunt you if you start wearing his back boots.
What if you use it? Like, what if the preservative they put on the skin allowed you to, like, use it as patches on a leather jacket or a blue jean jacket. Now you got.
I'd be down with that. I'd be down of having my tattoos on somebody. But the problem is like, how long are you going to wear this jacket? Is this jacket going to be like fly for the first year and then you put it in storage? And now my ghost is at public storage. Walking around confused as hell.
How do you clean skin at the dry cleaner? Like, how do you, what instructions do you get? That is
damn. I mean, I guess leather. It would be the same as leather cleaning, right?
I guess, yeah, technically. That's what our skin is like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man.
Can you dry clean leather?
Can you what?
Huh? Can you dry clean a leather coat?
You have to take it to a special cleaner. It's kind of like when you do the, like,
I don't know.
Some shirts I have that it's a dry clean. Like, that you don't get it wet or anything. They use the chemicals and everything.
Okay, you got bread, nigga. I ain't never washed no leather clothing, bro. I've never had leather clothing.
That ain't in the budget, man.
If I can't wash it, I can't afford it, man. You know what I'm saying?
I just realized I've never had anything leather because it, you're right.
Typically don't need to get it cleaned that often unless it gets stained or something, but you have to take it to a special special leather trainer. I don't know, but like you can steam it or take it to certain places to like try to get smoke out of it and stuff like that. But I've never had to do it either, but I just saw a video about it.
Also, one thing I never noticed till we read this, you can turn a nigga's ashes into diamond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've seen that?
I read about it.
I've heard of that.
Did Nas do that for his brother or something like that? Nah, somebody. I feel like somebody. I read that about somebody.
That's kind of fire.
Mm-hmm.
You have your grandpa on your chain.
That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy having me have your dad in your chain and he wasn't in your life. That'd be crazy.
But it's shining though. Look at my daddy dancing.
You weren't there for the beginning, Pops, but you're gonna be here for every day after.
He's showing out now. He here to
dancing
show
in the light. Went from not picking me up to dancing in the light. Y'all niggas on. Are y'all gonna be buried or cremated? What's y'all preference?
I think I want to get cremated, man. But I still want the funeral where I got a casket.
Oh, like burn me after the ceremony?
Exactly.
You really want to? I don't know. They don't be looking the same. I feel like I don't know. I don't want to know what I look. Well, I guess I wouldn't. But
nah. I want to have enough money to have Madame Tussauds do my wax figure and just have that at the funeral.
A professional wax figure?
Yeah.
Honestly, that should become practice because it's going to look better than dead you.
Yeah, you can
every time.
You can melt that back down or somebody can keep it, you know what I'm saying? I want for my real body, I want a Viking send-off. I want to be put on the raft and have the gold around me and, you know, the cups and gold and some pictures. And then set me on fire with an arrow from shore as I go out.
I can respect that. I can actually respect
that's
kinda
that. That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool, though. You got to have a fire archer at your funeral.
I forget. What's the name? Vote for Mina or vote for your homegirl that came on the show who was throwing the houses in Bali and shit.
Oh yeah. Oh, she do. Yeah, she does do archery. But that's a tough shot. Like everybody's sad and watching. You got to shoot it up. And then down.
Right. Exactly.
What if she missed like the first three times? You hit go in the water.
That's what I'm saying. You could miss. You could run out of arrows. And then everybody just has to go home.
Oh, you're making a party thing. Like, you know, everybody get a bow and arrow. And then it's a, you know what I'm saying? It's like, who hit? Who got the target? They're turning into a game.
You just have one fire on this raft already, and then everybody has like a water balloon filled with gasoline, and let's just see who can ignite it. You just throw it
dangerous. This just got dangerous. You forget all these people are sad. You're like, all right, what's the
energy? The energy of trying to get it, the competitive spirit is going to bring everybody in a good place.
Right, people gonna be high fiving. Got him. Burned his ass.
Burned his little dead ass. You out of your fuck, nigga.
They're like, damn, to hear funeral was fun as hell, man. That shit lit. Damn, I can't wait for the next nigga to die.
It's like a party boat on the way back. Like, well, he ain't here no more. Oh. DJ, spin that shit. Hey, this sounds like a good time. I think I'm gonna have my funeral be like this.
Yes, yes. I want the Legolas at his Legolas at my funeral.
Like, it in take a head. Party boat out, do the Viking funeral, pass around the boat, and take a party boat back.
Yeah. Lit. Now we talk. See, now we talking, baby. All right, let's jump into this next topic, man. What we got? There's a poisonous plant that leaves his victims with a smile on their face when they die. This is a crazy right here. Okay, the smiling death is the plant. It refers to the poison hemlock or related toxic plants, which leave victims with a fixed grin due to the effects on the nervous system. Hemlock contains toxic alkaloids such as conine, which causes progressive paralysis while the victim remains conscious. In some cases, muscle contractions can create the appearance, excuse me, I'm gonna take that again. Now, in some cases, muscle contractions can create the appearance of grimacing or smiling expression due to the nerve dysfunction. Wow.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's
I feel like the first few people who died from that, like, they homies probably thought they were like playing a prank on them.
Yeah.
Wake up, you play too much, bro.
Jamal, quit playing, man.
Dead as hell. That's creepy.
It reminds me of that movie, what was it, Smile?
Smile.
Well, yeah, like whatever they that made them do the things, like they got hit with a spray of that shit from that plant right there and turned them into that. That's some creepy shit
I would be so heated if I died by a plant. That might be like top five worst ways to go out.
it's so fucked up because it's like, you know, we know this now, but there was somebody that was just out there enjoying the day, probably with his people. You know what I'm saying? They just going about their day, having a good time. It's like, oh, this is a nice little flower. Sniffed it, and then 2 hours later.
Hey, you know what's messed up? That plant looked like the wish plant. The dandelion, the ones that you pick and like make the hole grow. They're just like, I want to be married. And then this... Damn. that's a fucked up design.
Man, it's crazy. Somebody literally had to go through the forest and like test things and then like, yo, can we eat this? And niggas died a lot. The nigga that tried to eat poison ivy was like, oh, this one looks kind of cool. This one looks funky.
He had an itchy mouth. Damn. And then he shit it out and had an itchy booty hole. There's so much things that can go wrong. That's how I feel about people who forage for food. Like,
right.
Especially with mushrooms. There's so many edible mushrooms that look exactly like deadly mushrooms. And they always have like a little note that's like, even experts can't tell the difference. It's like, why are you asking me to try this shit? That shit is so dangerous. I just don't touch anything.
Niggas can't tell, like, if Amazon and eBay can't tell fake Jordans, you trust these people to pick out forces of nature which are deadly? No, man. Just show me the ones that we know for sure. Hey, I'm going to just stick to those.
Have you guys ever touched poison ivy?
I don't know. I feel like I haven't. I only went camping like twice in my whole life. One of them when I was an adult. And I definitely would have did it then. So
yeah, I'll be real. I couldn't even identify what poison ivy looks like. Like, I'd be screwed.
Even with all the Batman movies and shit.
You know what? No, I didn't. I was thinking about one time I didn't. I thought I used calamine lotion, but I think that was when I had the chicken pox. So that's when I used that calamine lotion. But yeah, I don't think I can touch that. Thanks, fam.
What's that? What's the plant called again?
Let me pull it out. Hemlock.
It said victims with an S, like it consumed like a lot of lives.
Oh, hell yeah. But she was always been killing a lot of motherfuckers died from diarrhea, poison ivy, bad water. It was too hot outside, too cold outside. Man, people was
out all it, type the common name is the smiling death.
Ooh,
or
look.
The poison hemlock.
Oh, poison ivy ain't even by itself. There's poison ivy, poison oak, and poison sumac.
Oh, they out here, bro.
Shit.
Those all look like regular leaves. I would never identify that.
Like, 1 in 3 look exactly the fucking same. Like, huh?
Okay, so it says poison ivy. It'll be a vine. Oh, a bush or vine, and it has 3 leaflets on each leaf. So that's each leaf is 3. I would have thought that was 3 leaves. Poison oak has 3 leaflets on each leaf with rounded tips and grows like a shrub or vine. Okay, same thing. Poison sumac leaves have clusters of 7 to... Okay, this one just looked like everything else. 7 to 13 leaflets arranged in pairs and grows as a tree. Yeah, so take a good look at this and then don't touch any leaves ever again.
I'm cooked.
That shit looks like... That shit look normal as hell.
Whatever, y'all, it's your boy to hear more. And fellas, listen, you know I done talked about this until I was blue in the face. What am I talking about? Blue Chew, you silly goose. Listen, Blue Chew wants to make your life easier by getting every part of you hard, bricked up. You understand me? Like a project building. They're trying to make that happen for you. Why not help them? Okay, I've been taking Blue Chew for years. Y'all know it ain't no secret with your boy. And when I tell you the results that I've experienced, well, they're X-rated. You understand what I'm saying? So I will always pump up Blue Chew. I'm always tell y'all about it. I'm always take the opportunity for the new people to try to make sure you get this free month of Blue Chew. It's free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. And you could be experiencing this life, you know what I'm saying? Like bricked up, 4x4, big dog status. All the euphemisms that the kids are doing right now. You could be all of that, right? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. Make your life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners right now. Your first month of Blue Chew free when you use the promo code DIYS and you just pay $5 for shipping. That promo code again is DIYS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details on important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast and we thank you guys for listening. Peace.
Low-key, there was a point that I wanted to like know botany and know everything about every leaf, but after looking at that, you're right. We all
most
could.
Interested I ever was in leaves. You remember that cartoon Land Before Time, those little dinosaurs.
Oh, when they made them look delicious?
They made the leaves.
For real, though. Who was it? Like Littlefoot and them dinosaurs were eating them juicy-ass animated leaves with like the beads of water on them?
Yup.
Tearing it up.
I guarantee you that cartoon made so many people vegetarians, bro, because that shit had me like, damn, man, let me get some of them leaves.
Yo, it's crazy. That movie is kind of eerie to watch now because who's the baby dinosaur name? You know, the really tiny one?
The tan one? Like
Ducky or something,
yeah, Ducky,
right?
Ducky,
That little girl was murdered. Did you know that?
Why are you ruining this memory for me, bro? Why
it was ruined for me? That shit is eerie as hell to watch because it's like, there's just like this super dark story about how that the voice actor of that that little dinosaur was murdered. So when you watch it now, it's just like, I don't want to turn this off. Yeah, man.
I don't want to know the story.
I don't really know it. I just know it's really sad. I just know how it ends.
that's the case with Pat. Here, build you all up. Now I'm invested. I need to know.
Hey, I'm finna go in a dark rabbit hole tonight, man.
Land Before Time, Ducky. Let me see if it pops up. Judith. Okay, here she go. Yep. Damn. 1978 to 1988. What? She and her mother. Her name was Judith Barcy. She and her mother Maria were killed in a double murder-suicide committed in their home by her father.
What the fuck did I walk in on, bro?
Yo, what?
My bad. Yeah, crazy, right? No, he brought up Land Before Time, and I was saying how the little girl in that, the smallest dinosaur that has like a little baby voice, she was killed in a murder-suicide. Oh, yeah, here she is. Super sad. I don't even know why I threw that in there, to be honest.
Wow.
Yo. I don't even know why I brought that up.
Pat just saw me, had a big smile on my face. He's like, hey, man, you want to know something about that? I know you love that cartoon, bro. You want to know something about it? I was like, what?
Hey, Tahir brought a fun
fact. I'm like, bro.
No, my fun fact was actually fun, man. My fun fact was PG-13. Your shit was...
You got to balance it. Fun fact, dark fact.
Your shit was a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Sorry.
That fact called me a nigga 8 times.
My bad. But yeah, Land Before Time. Check it out.
Stop trying to sell it off. Great movie.
Fantastic movie. Hey, do you have a degree?
Bachelor's of Science in Mechanical Engineering. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Right when I started popping off, I was graduating from college. So it's like either go be an engineer, you know what I'm saying, pursue this shit on the internet. Shit on the internet started eating good. You know what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and put this on the back. So I just hang it up for fun now.
So it was never. So what you were about to go into that field, and then you mm-hmm. popped on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So you never had to use that. You never had to have a engineering job.
Never had to use it.
So have you been a full time influencer since?
Yes, I have.
Wow, yes, that's impressive.
You know what I'm saying? Since 2021, I think so, full time. Because I went back to college. I had dropped out of college 2 times. So I went back to college to finish when I was like, I think like 26 or 27. So I was tired of being broke. I was like, fuck it, man. I'm like, I'm finna be broke for the rest of my life. Let me just go back to college, get an engineering degree. You know what I'm saying? Try to pull myself up. Went back. About to finish it. COVID hit. I started making videos while I'm also, you know, studying for my final semester. And that shit just blew up. I was like, man, I don't want to be an engineer anyways, but I am going to graduate and get this degree because I made it this far. Fuck it. So I didn't get that.
Like, I didn't want to be no engineer anyway.
Hell no. Hell no, bro. Hell no.
It's a good degree to have just so you can have, now you can go in any field and, you know, pull 75 out the gate.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
So as someone who isn't 1,000% sure what that is, what job were you aiming towards? Like, what do you think you would have liked to do?
So I was gonna do like in a material fabrication, so sort of like 3D printing.
Oh, nice.
Like that. And if I was gonna do 3D printing, I was just gonna do HVAC. And what I really wanted to do was I wanted to deal with like giant heating and cooling systems of like giant grow houses. That's the field I was really wanting to go into. But I was like, oh, fucking not. This like content creation was number one, but if I had to do something, I would do that. But
yeah.
So you wanted to do that before content creation, even before college ever?
Content creation was always number one. You know what I mean? I always wanted, like, even when I was in high school, I was still making videos and stuff, but it's just like,
oh, shit.
I didn't think it was going to be like, my parents are African, so going into entertainment is like, hell no. You got to be an engineer.
You might as well say you want to be a magician.
So that's literally the kind of that's really why I had to get my degree too, is like, even when I was about to like graduate, this shit was working. So I was kind of telling my pops, I think I'm just gonna, you know, I don't think I'm gonna finish. He was like, ain't no fucking way you finishing that shit. So I finished it, but
that's good though.
Yeah, I'm happy I finished.
What city are you from?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I've been in Nashville since I was 2 years old.
Okay.
But I was born in Nancy, France.
Nancy?
Okay. Nancy, France. Yep.
I've never heard of Nancy. How far is that like from Paris?
I was born in France.
I have no clue. I left Nancy, France when I was 2 years old.
This nigga's French?
Both my parents are Nigerian though. So both my parents are Nigerian. I was born in France. Then I came to Nashville when I was 2.
Yeah, you got that sweat gene. That's what they pay. You sweat like you still in Nigeria right now.
When I go to Nigeria, I don't stop. So I never stop. As soon as I get in the airport, I'm sweating the whole time.
Bro,
I'm there.
Like, damn. Bro, that's how I was in Aruba. Like, as soon as I landed in Aruba and I walked outside the airport, just the humidity, bro. It just climbed your back. and then it doesn't get cooler. Like the temperature drops, but the humidity stays. You be like,
Nigeria's humid?
Yeah, Nigeria would be humid as hell. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. I've never heard of Nancy. Have you been back?
No, I haven't been back to France.
No, he ain't. You know his ass ain't been back to France.
He said every time I go to Nigeria, so he's over on that side of the planet a lot.
Yeah, but you know, my parents are more connected with Nigeria than they are. My pops only, I was only in France because my dad went to university in France. And so that's the only connection I have with it, really. Most of my family's Nigerian.
Now, do you, because you, they do that a lot over in Europe. They call it university instead of saying the actual university or the name of the institution. Well, how do you refer to where you went? Do you say the name of the institution or you say, I went to university? I finished at the university.
I said I went to college. I didn't say I went to college.
Okay. That's your way of rebelling. I'm not gonna say university.
Nancy France is wild. I did not expect that to be the answer. That's, I didn't even.
I've never even heard of Nancy France. That's why I'm like, it must. I wonder if it's small in comparison. But I mean, outside of Paris, I am really not super familiar with Paris.
I ain't never been back. So
you've never been to France or just Nancy France?
I've never been. I've never been. I haven't been to Europe ever since I left. Since I left, I've never been back.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. I don't even need to go back to Paris. I didn't enjoy myself when I went. So
you say you didn't?
I did not enjoy
myself. Yeah, I'll be real with you. I don't give a fuck about going to Europe, man. All the shit I heard, it sound expensive. Places sound small. Motherfuckers be looking at you crazy. I don't know, man. It doesn't seem like something I really want to participate
in. What was Paris like?
For me, it was hella
stories
racist.
Are hit or miss.
Yes, it was hella racist for me. And it wasn't just to black people. It was just like to anybody that wasn't a full-blood Parisian. Like if you didn't speak French, like they wasn't really fucking with you at all. Like, and the lady at the restaurant at the hotel, she kept walking by our table, right? She wouldn't come back and get our order. So I had to go to the manager. I'm like, yo, what's up with the chick right here? And she was like, yeah, she does that sometimes with Americans. And I'm like, all right, bitch. Listen, somebody gonna give us these French.
Give me my damn crepe.
It's crazy. It was horrible, man. I feel like
vacation spots or dream spots have changed so much since we were kids. Like when we were kids, like the places that we want to go, you kind of grow up and you either go yourself or you know people who go, and that it either it's changed politically out there or just like the vibe change. But the places that people want to go now, none of them were like even a thing when I was a kid.
Yeah.
At all. Except maybe like Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do people still want to go to Egypt? I thought people don't want to go to Egypt no more.
I don't know, because that's another thing. They say that like you're looking at the pyramids and then you're like, man, this is great. And then you turn around and it's just like
you're right next to the
crazy.
City. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right next to the city. Yeah. I still want to go. I still want to see it. I would love to do that vacation that Kev did. Kev on stage did the was it like 9 days on the Nile or something?
That's cool.
I was just in Japan. Japan was absolutely the best vacation. The people there were cool. The customer service was cool. It was like nobody bothered you. You could walk around. You didn't feel like motherfuckers was watching you. Like everybody, the thing I like about Japan, everybody to themselves. Like
nobody's quiet. Niggas ain't all loud on the train, flipping and shit.
Yeah,
taking a cup in your face and shit. Niggas got dance. Well, man, sit the fuck down, bro.
That sounded anti-black, man. That sounded like you were only describing things that
niggas do on the
subway.
It's a lot of white.
Who else is flipping
on the subway?
Yeah, who else is flipping on the subway?
The Jabberwockies. The Jabberwockies on us.
That's what niggas behind those masks. Those are niggas with masks.
Jabberwockies, Blue Man Group, all of them be doing the most shit on the train, bro.
That was aimed weirdly at blacks.
I didn't say freestyling while eating chicken, fried chicken, and drinking malt liquor.
Doing your break dancing all in your face, rapping, freestyling, shooting the dice.
30 niggas hitting the nay-nay. And
Mike, what season did you go to Japan?
I was just there during January, like January, February. So it's kind of cold, a little bit cold.
Oh, okay. Did it snow?
No, it didn't snow.
No snow?
Mm-mm, no snow.
Japan seems like a really cool place. All my friends who've been there just keep going back. So
I would go back to Cincinnati.
I'm definitely going to visit again.
Finally, it's springtime. Okay, that means the baseball season is back. That's right. I might have on this LA hat, but that's only because I lost my St. Louis hat. Okay, you know it's Cardinals all day. But what are we talking about right now? We're talking about Prize Picks, baby. That's right. Prize Picks, the amazing platform where all you have to do is pick more than and less than on two players, and then you get the chance to get 1,000 times your cash. Don't get no easier than that. Don't get no better than that. Actually, you know what? It does get better than that because you don't just have to pick players from one sport. Did you hear me? You can pick players from multiple sports, all right? You like hockey, like baseball, you like basketball. Cool. One player from basketball, one player from baseball, baby. Everybody wins. And they're always running promos. Like right now, if you sign up today, you'll get $50 the first time you play $5. Come on, man. They're just giving money away. Just put it in your pocket or digital wallet, however you look at it. All right, so listen, it's the second half of the basketball season. It's here right now, okay? The push for the playoffs is right around the corner, and it's heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. This week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at basketball board and selecting, let's go with Aaron Judge, all right, for more than one home run, all right? Also, I might do Julio Rodriguez for more than one stolen base, too. Why not, right? And it's that simple. Two players, more or less than on some stats, and then I'm done. So what you waiting on? Download the app today and use the code DIYS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today, use the code DIYS, and get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. Hell yeah, man. I love it. I would definitely go back there. I would go back to Barcelona. I love London. Aruba, way too hot for me. I'll go back to Jamaica.
You said Aruba was too hot?
Yeah, it was just too hot and too humid for me. Again, it's super close to the equator. But what I would do is South Korea again. South Korea, I had a lot of fun in too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what man. Part?
We were in, I would have to look at, was it Okinawa? No, that was in Japan.
That's Japan.
Yeah, I would have to look
Where's
at
Seoul?
It.
Is Seoul in Korea?
Yes, I believe Seoul? So.
Okay.
It was one of the military bases. It might have been, we were at the bottom, because we were at Mount Fuji. We had went by us the bottom of Mount Fuji too when we rolled down that tour. It was dope though. I had never seen that much of Asia.
I
had a blast.
I really want to go to like a ski resort type place. I never meant to like, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of vacation I want to take. You know what I'm saying?
You mean in Japan or just period?
And period. I've never been to any sort of like ski resort. You know, they go to ski resort, you get the outfits and the cabins and the shit. That seems like a dope little vacation.
Even though you probably don't have to go that far. If you go to like Vail, Colorado or Sun Valley, Idaho, they're like these just random pockets. But I mean, if you want like crazy snow, it'll probably have to be like a random pocket. But that probably wouldn't be that far. It'd probably be like maybe 5 hours from you.
Yeah. I want to do it too. I've never done it like full out. And it's a black ski weekend. They just did it, man, a couple weeks ago because I was out of the country and I wanted to do it because they hire entertainment for it. They get the house and they got the big inside pool and they got the jacuzzi. And it's a dope ass time, but I've never been either. I want to do it.
Where?
They do it up north. I think it was in
California.
What's up from us? Yeah, what's up from us?
Big Bear.
Mammoth? I think they do it in Big Bear, yeah.
But the only thing that scares me about skiing is them. I've heard some crazy injuries, man, on the skis, the snowboards.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's because I feel like for me, I went skiing a lot and then I went snowboarding a lot. And it was just a bunch of learning, a bunch of falling. I was hurt and sore the next day. It wasn't until I realized that snowmobiling is the move. You get to enjoy yourself. You get to go fast. You get to look around. Snowboarding, I'm just worried about not dying the entire way back. And it's just a lot. Or you do the like floating leaf. Nah, when I got on a snowmobile the first time, I was like, I'm never doing that other shit again.
I never took anything else again. All right, listen, we got a couple more stories, man. I definitely wanted to get in this one. I'm going to jump around real quick. This is this was a real ad from 1887 of a dentist claiming that he could remove 28 teeth in 1 minute.
With no pain. Wow.
with no pain, right? So right here is the advertiser. Sutherland and Ray, painless dentist. From 1 to 28 teeth extracted in 1 minute without any pain, whatever. No chloroform, no ether, no poisonous drugs, gold fillings, $1.50. Dang. Largest dental establishment west of New York City, 38 Washington Avenue.
They must have been killing it in New York City.
Bro, it says open evenings and Sunday. That is a killer.
Evenings?
That is a killer.
It ain't no dentist that's only open at night.
Right.
Yeah. And is this the nigga? Is this him? Who's working on it? Yo, is this the dude?
What was that other thing that you showed? Was that a part of it, or did somebody add that for effect? This thing.
Nah, that they added that for effect. The real thing is right behind it. So they just added the little creepy mask.
That's next to that horrible marketing. Wait, all right. So go to the real ad.
Bro, like what dentist is open in the evenings and on Sunday?
A night dentist is crazy. But
what if you gotta go to school in the daytime? He put everything he learned and use at nighttime.
Can you imagine getting knocked out by like sleeping gas at night at the dentist's office? And then you wake up with no teeth.
Wait,
and the nigga's pulling
it don't
his pants
sound like
up.
He knocking you out with anything. This sounds natural. I don't know how he did it. No chloroform.
Bro,
no ether.
You. He said no poisonous gas, nothing. He's just going to shoot you in the head. That's why there's no pain when you pull your teeth out.
Oh,
he
so
ain't got
he's
no
he's
type of way
you.
Putting you to sleep.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, how the fuck?
What self-respecting dentist is working past 6 p.m.?
Will or no, start. Clocking in at 6 p.m.
Exactly.
Okay. Crazy. He says 1 to 28 extracted in 1 minute. So I was thinking this nigga is always taking 28 each minute. I'm like, what the fuck?
Why do you, who needs 28 teeth extracted? You only got 32 or something. Hey, I need man, all my
you,
teeth out.
Maybe,
no
maybe
pain.
You just decided you dentures work better for you. You know what I'm saying? Take them all out so you can go ahead and get the dentures.
That nigga don't even have any dentist tool. He's just... picks out some brass knuckles. He's like, all right, I was about to sleep the fuck out of you. And they can start shadow boxing in the waiting room.
He's like, hey, yo. He lied, all right, put a minute on the clock. Like,
like where are your scrubs? Yeah. That nigga got basketball shorts on. That's really the crazy thing is to say something as wild as I could take 28 teeth out of you with no
in 1 minute.
In 1 minute, like it's timed. Like, no, take your time, please. No pain, 1 minute, and then the marketing choice to make it look scary with a clown is just like, what are you doing? What are we
bro? Is I mean, you look at the old pictures, like you remember the old drawings of Mickey Mouse, the old mask of Mickey Mouse.
You mean
I had saw this?
You mean in bro. Disneyland?
Nah, it was so this one was like it was like a theater, and then somebody took a picture of everybody in the theater with the Disney mask on, the Mickey Mouse mask on. And bro, this Mickey Mouse mask was the scariest shit ever, bro.
I think
like, I don't know if we can find. I had screenshotted on my phone one time, but I haven't seen that in a while. But that shit was crazy. Them old things used to be, yeah, man. So that clown probably was popping back. There it is right here. Look at this crazy shit.
That's crazy.
And a whole sea of people? Yeah. Nah,
it's crazy. Like a couple, you could see a couple people not wearing it. And I wonder what's up with that.
It's too expensive. You know, they was charging for that mat. That shit wasn't free.
This girl going to the bathroom. She's like, fuck this. I'm out of here, bro. Yeah, that's creepy as hell.
Weird. I don't know. I don't like being knocked out at the dentist with your mouth open.
They be, I know you heard some of the crazy story. They be saying to the dentist,
they be slipping it in. Mm-hmm. Putting in an extra thick straw. Then they're like, all right, now spit. That's a sir. Sir. Have you done a freaking dentist yet?
I haven't done a freaking dentist yet. I haven't done a freaking dentist.
Doctor sir.
Hey, yo, that's so
I'm gonna give her a feeling, all right. Something definitely about to get filled.
A feeling is great.
Yo, do people when people see you outside, are they just yelling that, sir?
No, when people see me outside, they're usually like, yo, aren't you the, and I'll just do the sir, and then they'll be like, oh yeah. So I always that's okay. What I always hit them with.
Okay.
Right. Because you would have to keep the hat on you and the glasses on you all time.
Yeah, otherwise, if I don't have the hat and glasses, 9 times out of 10, like y'all won't get recognized. But sometimes people will look at me and be like, but if I ain't got the whole shit, but if I do, sometimes I do be sweating when like I'm outside and I'm sweating sometimes. Motherfuckers would be like, yo, aren't you?
Niggas recognize you when you sweat?
Mm-hmm. One time
wait
I was
a minute.
One time I was in the Apple, I was buying some AirPods, bro. I was with my girl and I was just like sweating like a motherfucker. And bro was like, bro, aren't you the? I was like, yeah, he's like, bro, I could tell from the sweat, man, that was you. I was like, oh,
hilarious.
The sweat, bro.
If you want some privacy, you got to go out in the winter.
But everybody
that's why you want to go skiing, Pat. That's the only place you can go vacation.
Nobody will bother him up there.
As soon as he went to Nigeria, like, sir, are you that?
Sir? That's wild.
That's a lot of sweat, man. God damn.
That's funny.
I'd have been there, though, because I run hot, too. Like, in the last couple of days, I don't know what's been going on, but I've been sweating in my sleep, and I never sweat in my sleep.
Oh, that's the worst. Waking up.
I've been running hot the last couple of nights, man. Wake up in your shirt, just drenched. You're like, what was I dreaming about, nigga?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be butt naked when I sleep. I don't sleep with that's the best way.
Typically, I do too. But when I went to San Francisco a couple of days ago, and they win, and that temperature drop be so real that lately, man. I mean, the last couple of days, I've been trying to just make sure I'm good to get my immune system back up. But
okay, yeah, you're going to sleep with the big, you got the big T-shirt on.
I know.
You got the big
fat goose on. Triple fat goose with the Vicks Vapor Rub on my chest and my feet. That's what it was.
That's the Donald Duck. Nigga got a hat and a little tailor fit.
Sweat that shit on out, man. All right, man. We got time for one more, man. We got
these are good stories. Good job, hippie.
What's this right here? This is actually a cool one, too. What's this right here?
Wow.
That's what this is.
Ancient Ink?
Ancient Ink, my dog.
And he got a whole sleeve.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Damn.
This is what a 2,500-year-old tattoo looks like. The body of Siberian princess from 2,500 years ago reveals a tattoo on the well-preserved body. The body was well-preserved as the Sinthans dug their tombs deep into the Siberian permafrost. According to researchers, tattoos were used as a mean of identification. The Pazaks believed tattoos would be helpful in another life as a way of their people from the same family and culture to find each other after death. Wow.
Hang on. This might change my answer from earlier. I was going to say I wanted to be cremated, but if I know the ink is going to stick around, this is kind of cool.
I mean, this is a well-preserved body. I don't know how it's preserved. I don't know if it was in ember or fucking in ice.
Ember, like Jurassic Park?
How would that happen? No, look. Maybe they had a tank. Maybe they had a tank of it and she filled it. I just saw that they just put a G-Wagon in a big block of ember. And I'm just like, who is that for?
They pulled a what?
A G-Wagon. Mercedes just put a G-Wagon in a big block of ember. Right.
And I thought you said they found a Mercedes G-Wagon.
I'm saying, unless they take it out, imagine if the world ended, right? Human civilization ended, and then new civilization started, and they found this big ass G-Wagon. It is, but they're like, what the fuck were they doing? What were millennials? What were they doing? Why would you ever
an
do
ancient
this?
G-Wagon is hilarious. An ancient G-Wagon. It's always like a living thing preserved in amber. So like
exactly.
They like try to start it up. That's crazy. I didn't know tattoos. I mean, honestly, 2,000 years ago, tattoo process was probably hell on earth. It probably would have, like, you know how the natives of Hawaii and stuff, and like like Samoans, like they use the little hammer to tattoo. Mm-hmm. I feel like that could last thousands of years because they get really in there. But you go to a tattoo shop, I feel like this stuff is kind of on the surface because they be fading during our lifetime.
That is true. All right, hold on. We got this last one. Let me pull this one up right here because this is a crazy one.
Wait. Wouldn't it be crazy to hear if, like, in 2,000 years they saw you and you still had the guns on the back?
So I found out the Skims was making men's underwear. You heard right. Skims. You hear the ladies talking about it. You've seen it all over TV and shows and stuff like that. I'm like, what? Why would I check this out? But then I thought about it. Right? Skims has been popping for a minute. And I always hear ladies talk about how comfortable it is and how well it works. And I'll be honest with you. Ladies are a lot smarter than the guys. So I tried it out. Okay? I tried out their 5-inch stretch boxer brief. Let me tell you something. I love it. There's no roll up on the leg. You know how sometimes you put on the boxer briefs, the 5-inch ones, a little longer. They roll all up, especially if you're busy or you're active throughout the day, getting in and out of the car. If you ever gone to the gym, them bad boys will roll up on you like a sock. You understand me? But with the Skims, oh, and the comfort, so soft. I got the 5-inch stretch boxer brief, and I also got the stretch boxer brief, like the little short one. Don't have the leg part because you wear that when you're wearing, like, you know, slacks and thinner pants like that. But anyway, point is, I don't think I can go back. Like, they sent me 2 pairs, but I'm going to have to buy at least 14 more. I need 2 weeks of underwear, right? And I'm not even kidding you guys. Like, I love the quality. Y'all know I'm big on quality. Y'all know I'm big on loving a product that does what it says it's supposed to do. All right, and Skims delivers that 100%. So, listen, I can't tell you what to do, but if I were to, I would tell you to shop Skims Men's at skims.com and in the Skims stores. Let them know we sent you over, that you place your order. Select podcasts in the survey and select our show in the drop down menu. Okay, Skims is the official underwear partner of the NBA, WNBA, and the USA basketball. That's crazy. Got it on lock.
Wait till you got the guns on the back? Upper lower back?
What you think?
Like you got them strapped in like John? Like you got them?
What you think, man?
You got it.
I never, all right, where would that be if I was screaming, it's murder a lot? Where would they be?
They're exactly where you hope they're not, Mike.
It's murder.
Now make sure you're 5,000 scientists find that. And they're just like,
Was this an ancient assassin or
ancient trap stamp?
It was my first day as an assassin, and I thought we all had to get a tattoo.
Yo,
if you call me a St. Louis princess, it's disrespectful in this chat right here, bro.
Oh my god, that is
yo, too lower back. Great.
So like that we found this in that, amber. You better hope they don't preserve your back like that first story. The skin. They're like, not this one. No, you can throw that out. We'll take a picture of it.
Holla. I want to get dollars. It's murder. Last story of the day, man. We got the dog shooter, man. A Memphis man was accidentally shot by his dog while lying in bed. A bizarre incident involving a 1-year-old pit bull named Oreo. According to police, Jared Kirkwood and a woman were in bed with a firearm when the dog jumped up and got his paw stuck in the trigger guard and discharged the weapon, grazing Kirkwood's left thigh. The woman reportedly took the gun and left the home after the incident while Kirkwood was taken to the hospital in a non-critical condition. She later described Oreo as a playful dog and emphasized the importance of using guns, safeties, and trigger locks in the future. A dog had that dog in him.
First of all, they are so messed up from using a picture of him in a ski mask. That dog did not shoot him. She clearly the wife shot him. Clearly the wife shot him, and they're like, man, who can we pin this on? They can't put Oreo in jail.
You know, those pit bulls are aggressive breeds. You know? Hey, so
I mean, my pit bull would absolutely shoot somebody if you let him. So I kind of believe it, but I'm like, come on, bro. I didn't know he was with somebody. I thought he was by himself.
Say. I thought it was all a point because he accidentally shot himself. But now hearing that the lady was there, it does feel like she did it.
And then left with the gun afterwards. Like,
I want to see the paw prints, bitch. If he did it, like, I want to see the paw prints because I guarantee they not on that. Okay.
It also depends on what kind of gun it is, because some guns do be kind of like loose without the trigger guard, but more than likely, like, I can't even imagine what could have happened for that dog to have shot the gun, period, let alone hit somebody.
And why is the gun just on the bed in the place where it can graze somebody in the leg? Like, why loaded. Is it not under the pillow? Why is, like, in between the two of y'all on the bed at hip or thigh level? Who does that?
And then she left with the gun like the dog was going to try to shoot again. Like, she had to separate the dog from the gun because he was bloodthirsty. Like, she clearly shot that nigga. Like, it's like the worst lie ever.
She came back to the police station or to the hospital, and he's telling the police what happened. And he's like, and then the gun just went off, and the dog did it. She's behind the cop, like.
Oreo took mugshots and shit. That nigga got set up. He probably don't trust them anymore.
Free my nigga Oreo, bro.
Right. They put him in they profiled the hell out of him, put him in a ski mask for the photo, trying to make him seem more. That was a cute dog, too. That nigga did not shoot nobody. I feel like it probably wasn't at an angle that was believable that he shot himself. Uh-huh. You know how, like, if you shoot yourself, it probably graze at a certain angle. So he probably couldn't do that one. So they're just like, well, shit, the only other person here is Oreo. It's crazy.
That's so out of pocket. That's so out of pocket, man.
Free Oreo, man. That's not cool.
Well, listen, man, it's about that time for us to get up out of here, man. We appreciate y'all tapping in. We appreciate our guests. Mike Cakes pulling up in the building, man. What you got coming up? What should the people look out for you? What do they expect from you?
You guys can always catch me on Twitch, Mike Cakes Live. I'm also very active on Instagram, YouTube. Just Google me, Mike Cakes with a Z. You'll find whatever I'm up to.